Previously on Roll Gay Roleplay.
Did the timing of Jiggles no longer being there and the whale, they kind of lined up, right? That's kind of what you're implying.
Well, I mean, if the whale happened and then now Jiggles is gone.
You know what I mean?
We can suspect it at least. Le Capitaine, maybe you should go home.
Oh.
Yeah. You look a little fucked.
Le Capitaine's gonna dig into his bag. He's gonna pull a bear trap out of his bag.
We're not hunting bears. We're hunting whales.
Tabernak, what the fuck? Jesus Christ.
Well, maybe not. No, I see where you're going with this, raccoon. Maybe we can lure Mr. Jiggles into a spot that's less dangerous and then get the information that we need. Like the Battle of France, when France won that war in 2092.
So you're peering into the conservatory.
Oh.
This is on the third floor. And also with that, you see that there is a vent that is in the room with the vent lid or cap taken off of it.
Mm. I would like to go investigate that vent.
So you're going to find more hair near this vent. And actually, you're going to find a small, like, torn up square of something squishy. It's kind of like a pale, whitish cream color.
I don't think that Jiggles is organically human shaped. And I'm pretty sure I have skin. Ew. I'm just going to hold it up and wiggle it like a fish.
Oh.
Ah.
Hey, maybe he's coming back in here to turn this hose off.
As you said that, Jiggles walks into the room. Welcome to Roll Gay Roleplay, a real gay, real play D&D podcast. I'm Chris the DM, Black Tie Influencer.
Ooh! Hi, my name is Katie, and I am not an influencer. I was trying to come up with a joke, and I couldn't.
I'm Brandon.
And I play Lynn Spector. Oh, sorry. Okay. Should have waited.
Katie's joke is interrupting.
I know.
Now you look stupid, Brandon.
Do I go now?
Mm-hmm.
I know if I wait too long, Tish is going to jump in. I'm Brandel. I play Bay. And influencer, I barely know her.
Hey.
Yeah, just sorry. Go ahead.
I'm Tisha, and I play Rux Baldacchino. I'm not any type of influencer either. But if I were, I would be a white tie influencer because I'm not an appropriator on purpose.
Whoa.
Okay. Hi, I'm Jonathan. Yeah, that's it.
It's a late recording tonight, y'all. We're getting real cozy. We've all eaten dinner.
I have not eaten dinner, so I'm actually just pissy.
Yeah, I have depression, bitch.
And see, I have depression, so I only eat dinner. That's my secret.
Oh, God, that's so Mark. That's why he does it. Okay.
Aww.
It kind of makes sense, though.
It's not a diet.
It's not a read. It's just depression. The truth. I was like, oh, there's a connection.
What gay?
This was a question from Discord, right?
I think yes. So.
Okay, go ahead, Katie. I'll give the credit to whoever.
Didn't you find it?
Uh-oh.
No, didn't Katie find it?
Oh, no, I didn't find it. I just wrote it down.
Oh, slay.
No, that was me, but that's okay. It's fine. I'm forgettable and unfunny.
No one said that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Anyway,
give me a hug, Tisha. I will give you a hug.
You can say the question if you'd like, Tisha.
I don't want to now.
Okay. The question is, so what gay icon, straight or truly gay, do you not like? And I can go first. Mine is Shania Twain or Taylor. This is not a Gaylor podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're going to lose so many listeners.
I know. Sorry.
Now, okay. My question is it because they're both in the country music business?
No. So Shania Twain was like, I'm going to vote. I would have voted for Trump as a Canadian. And it's like, okay, well, you really shouldn't have said that. And she's like, he just seems really honest. It's like, okay, well,
honestly,
you didn't hear any of the other stuff about him.
Well, honestly, you haven't been relevant since like 1997.
Morning, exactly. So like... it's just, damn, I feel like a woman.
Right.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say that. Let's go, girls.
Let's go, girls.
It's too binary. Yeah. It's offensive.
Hey, as a non-binary person, I feel like a woman when I listen to it. I feel like a woman in a good way.
But Shania, I mean, I'm not trying to defend Shania Twain because I'm also an old white lady. But she tweeted recently that, like, maybe not recently, but that, man, I feel like a woman is for everyone, like supporting trans people. I mean,
yeah,
it's
like,
kind of
like,
subtle, but
walk it back. But it's like very... I don't know. It's just
it's very Target during Pride Month. We support the gays, now buy our things. You know, like that's what Shania was doing. Hey, okay. I'm here for everybody, but also like keep me popular and relevant.
Speaking of desperately trying to stay popular and relevant, the person that I dislike who's queer is Frankie Grande.
What did Frankie do to you?
Understandable.
He's just so much girl. Well, for my personal story, I used to work for his mom in South Florida, but I signed an NDA, so I can't actually talk about it.
Interesting.
I will say there was a giant oil painting of him in the building that I had to see every day.
Oh,
God.
I'm just mentally put anyone off, I think.
Oh, gross. Can you say what year that would have been?
Oh, boy. It was while I was in college, so it would have been almost a decade ago.
So, do you know if it was before or after he was on Big Brother?
I want to say it was around that time.
That was my introduction to Frankie Grande. And I was like, at first I was like, okay, cool. I'm always going to like kind of cheer for the gay in the house. And as it went on, I was like, oh, man.
Kristen, what have I done?
Oh, God, I'm really rooting for these straights, aren't I? Holy shit.
2014. So, yeah, like the same time, literally a decade ago.
I hate to be that girl because I don't like generalizing a population. But Frankie Grande is like quintessential problematic gay. Like what you would see and immediately just be like, yep, yeah, that's the one that's probably doing illegal substances and says everything
oh,
is fine.
For sure.
You know, like, yeah, I just, oh, bless. Speaking of illegal substances, my gay icon that I shan't be ever participating in because she done tried it with my girl, a Houston native, is Nicki DeBarb's Minaj. Mm-hmm. Everybody named Mama decided to drag her. And the worst part about it is that, like, she was all upset with Megan. She went on Instagram. She went on her live on Instagram. She's up here talking about Megan. And, like, everyone that's listened to his said it was primarily about Drake. It was primarily about Drake. Drake said, she said, you hate on people with BBLs, but you walk around with the same scars. Like, that was an attack on Drake. The Megan's Law about pedophilia. Like, yeah, don't get me wrong. That could be Nicki Minaj's husband and her brother. But also, Drake was seen multiple times texting a very underage Millie Bobby Brown. So it's like, Nicki and her what is the word? She was not herself that night. She must have been partaking in a few things. We all agree that Nikki's not a girl's girl. She will be a pick me before anything else. That's why she has so many beefs with so many women.
Miley was good.
You know, like, and Miley was, she straight up said, she was like, girl, you know media is going to twist this shit. So you had to do something. Like, anyway, it's just really funny that the song was primarily about Drake and Nicki still took it upon herself to feel attacked. Even though, I mean, like, she caught strays, but that was it. It was mostly about Drake. Telling Drake that he's posted up in somebody else's car looking like a bad bitch. Like, that had nothing to do with you, Nicki. Anyway, Nicki, I would say, go back to the studio. We were all hoping you were going to give us something legitimate and not Dr. Seuss's one fish, two fish, red foot, blue foot. But that's exactly what you did. And here we are laughing at you and not laughing with you. So you need to go back in that vault, go back in that studio and lay off the drugs and do better.
What a lovely prayer for healing.
Somebody that I'm unsure of, and maybe I can be corrected by other people, is Bette Midler. Because I do know she did before come out very against gay marriage. And then she wrote this whole tirade about how women are being stripped of our rights, but also our lives and our name. Like, they don't call us women anymore. They call us like birthing people with vaginas. Don't let them erase you. And so I don't know, but she's like presented awards at like GLAAD and, you know, been a big, seems to be a big supporter of gay men. But I don't know, something about, I mean, she made me cry in that movie about the beach, but something about her just always has rubbed me the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's that older gay lady that has her fag hags, and that's all she can
tolerate, I guess.
Yeah.
Because to me, it's giving, like, to me, it's giving turf. Like, she's fine with the gays.
But she didn't used to be. And now she wears gay men as accessories, is what it feels like.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay. I was coming from this point. I thought that she had always been okay with the gays, but she was never okay with trans women because she didn't like the possibility of being called anything other than a woman.
No, she said something about how she was against gay marriage because of her religion, and she thought gay men were too slutty or promiscuous or whatever.
Bette Midler, girl, take a beat, take a rest.
So, but I mean, people change, right? Like Cher changed, right? She threw her kid out when they first came out as lesbian.
True.
You know, and now she's super pro LGBT. But I still stand on this stone over here saying that Bette Midler is just one that I can't stand, even if she has decided to not be problematic anymore or cruel.
It's like, girl, you still did it. You
like,
know?
I don't like you. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Bette. If you're listening to this, I love you. I don't know. I don't know how to work that.
If you give us money, then we'll love you. I am not above being sold. So, like, you'll get my kindness if you make this podcast famous.
Mine's the Hamburglar. Look, it's very bad lesbian representation to be stealing all those burgers.
And I was just going to say, just because he won't fuck you doesn't mean he...
Look, Grimace is there for the fucking, okay?
That's so true.
Grimace!
Why don't you like Hamburglar? What did he do? What did the Hamburglar ever do to you?
You know what it is? It's the trauma of playing the McDonald's video game on the NES. I could never save the bird. I forget what the bird is, but there's a bird involved and I could never save the bird. And it's Hamburglar's fault, not the fact that I was young and couldn't play video games.
Obviously.
Wow, this really stuck with you.
Yeah. So Hamburglar's the worst out of all of these. Done. Then Frankie Grande.
Wow. If y'all would ever like to not be on the podcast bad list, give us money.
Mm-hmm. That is how you get off.
Very influenceable.
And I mean, like, not like our Patreon money. Like, y'all have to, like, come with the big bucks. So
Venmo, baby.
Oh, except, like, Nicki Minaj, because we know you're broke now. So. You can go back in the studio and give us a real diss track. So you do that, girl. If y'all try to dox me, I saw what Eric Lewis did to y'all. I will find the police. So don't play with me.
I'm just like, on behalf of Canada, I will accept a very big check from any one of these celebrities.
You know what you did, Frankie Grande.
Apologize to all of the gays in Canada.
I think, honestly, my only gripe with Frankie Grande is he ended up eliminating my friend that was on the same season as him in Big Brother. So,
the true beef comes out.
Oh, wow.
He's rude. Fucking backdoor.
What is this called? Like, degrees of separation?
I thought it was called Kevin Bacon or something.
Wait. Yeah, Brandel and I are four Kevin Bacons apart.
Oh, my
what?
God.
We're directly. What?
Oh, yeah, we are connected here, too. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, before that, we were connected, too.
Zero Kevin Bacons apart.
Literally talking to you right now.
I have a relation to Ariana Grande because of Brandel. Brandel, thank you. I now know another famous person. So that's great.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And you all know Beyonce because I live in Houston.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, that's so
that's
true.
How that works, yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
All right, let's start the story right where we left off. You found yourselves in the conservatory of the Chippy Buckle Mansion after trying to chase down the groundskeeper. Bay is currently a replica of Le Capitaine. Lynn and Shannon found all the vents are exposed and found a little bit of hair. And as they were investigating, Jiggles walked into the room.
The room. And that's not the conservatory, right?
We are in the conservatory, hey. Yes.
Okay.
Did you make that loud noise that hurt my friends?
Jiggles is going to walk over and turn off the faucet, turn off the hose.
Hey, I'm talking to you, buddy. Hey.
Jiggles is going to start walking out of the room.
Rex is going to try to grab their arm.
Okay.
Hey, I'm talking to you. Don't ignore me.
Okay. Can you roll a charisma saving throw, please, Rex?
Oh.
Yes. Ooh. I definitely can. I got 18 plus 4, 22.
Okay. You feel a presence try and take over your body, and you are able to fight it off. Jiggles shakes loose from your shoulder, and as you're peering into Jiggles' eyes, I think anyone looking at Jiggles now realizes that Jiggles has not blinked once.
Bay pointedly hasn't noticed they've been playing patty cake with El Capitan.
Yeah, they're having a blast.
Yeah.
Digging in the dirt.
Hey, buddy, there's something wrong with you.
Jiggles is going to try and leave again.
Rux is going to grab them again.
Okay. At this point, Jiggles is going to swing.
Oh. Oh, they say grab these hands, Biz.
Baby said, run up, get done up.
18 plus 8, 26 to hit.
Make a find
yeah,
out
that
check.
Hits.
That is, where are my dice? 4d8.
Holy shit.
4d8 plus 4, 23 plus 4, 27 necrotic damage. And I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Jesus.
25.
Okay. So 25 saves, no additional harm.
Dang, man. I'm just trying to ask you a question, okay?
Lynn is dealing with a lot of visual input right now.
Mm.
Ah, it seems that this ne'er-do-well has attacked Rux Baldacchino, and that's not okay. Put up your dukes then, Mr. Jiggles.
Okay, let's roll initiative.
14.
15.
After the guy punches me, though, I'm going to try to grab him again. I just want to have a hold on him so he doesn't leave.
So just every time you touch him, though, he's trying to possess you.
Yeah, I don't know if you've noticed this.
So one day you're going to fail, and then you're going to be a problem for all of us.
Are you making a grapple check?
Yeah, I want to have a... Jiggles keeps disappearing. And Rux is asking them questions and they're ignoring Rux?
Yeah, Jiggles has not answered anyone's question. Not once.
Well, I don't think Rux has ever asked Jiggles a question before. This is...
Yeah, okay.
And it's also quite off-putting to Rux.
5. Jesus.
14.
Then the order is Shannon, Rux, Bay, Jiggles, Le Capitaine, Lynn. So Shannon, you're first.
Okay, cool. The very first thing that I do is I give Lynn Spector Bardic Inspiration with my bonus action.
Nice.
And so you will have a 1d8 to any ability check, attack roll, or saving throw that you make. Just one time. And then I'm going to cast a little spelly spell on this baddie. And I'm going to cast Dissonant Whispers. So it needs this ghosty Mr. Jiggles needs to make a wisdom saving throw and beat a 16.
Okay. 11 plus 3, 14.
All right, cool. So that's going to be, you know what? He's going to take 3 points of damage from me, but also he must immediately use its reaction right now to move as far away from us, use all of its speed to move away from me.
It doesn't move into obvious dangerous things, yada, yada, yada. And that's it. So yeah, it has to move away from us.
Okay. It'll try and move its way towards the door. It was trying to go that way anyway.
Yeah, as it does, I think that Linspector and Rux get attacks of opportunity on him.
Oh, shit. Okay, go ahead and take him.
Hey.
Yeah, Lin and Rux, go ahead and take an attack.
14 to hit.
That hits.
Okay, so if it's an opportunity attack, that's not necessarily melee, right? That just means that I can do something to him?
No, it's unless you have Warcaster, it's melee.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, so then just hitting.
Rux use their sword since they had it out, and it's 8 slashing damage.
Okay.
Okay, and that's the dagger. So, 1.
1? Okay.
Yeah. Lin's big attacks are all spells.
Okay. Well, then some damage has been done. Jiggles has moved away from you all. And is that your turn, Shannon?
Yes.
Then Rux, you're next.
How far away are they now?
30 feet from you.
30 feet. I wish I had one of those scorpion weapons now. Like, get over here. Rux is going to move the 30 feet closer to Jiggles.
Okay.
And say, hey, buddy, we're just trying to ask you some questions here, okay? There's no need for all this violence. All right, are you going to answer my questions? He looks for a response.
Jiggles shakes their head no.
All right, I don't want to have to do this. And so they just take their javelin and they try to like stab the guy's feet to the ground.
Okay.
Okay, Xena, warrior princess. I know that's right.
All right. 11 to hit.
That does not hit.
All right. Well, we'll go for the other javelin for the other foot. And 15 to hit.
That does hit.
Okay. All right. 6 piercing damage plus 46. Oh, wait. You need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. 15 plus 4, 19.
Yeah, that passes. So just the 6 damage.
Okay.
And that's Rex's turn.
Bay is going to cast Catapult.
Okay.
And launch this bear trap directly at Jiggles' head.
Okay.
He needs to make a dexterity saving throw of 17.
Yikes. No, it's a fail. 10.
Okay. Well, he's going to take 9 damage from the catapult spell, and I assume, like, that's the blood damage of it hitting, and then I assume it snaps shut when it hits him?
I think so. I think it is going to snap shut. And I think, how much damage was it? I'm sorry.
9 from getting hit by it, and I don't know what you want to do for damage to the trap.
Well, what I want to do with that is actually let the trap snap on Jiggle's head, and as it does, the skin flattens.
Oh.
And is dragged off of the body.
Oh.
Ew.
To reveal.
To reveal a spectral spirit underneath, a dark blue smoky spirit. You're fighting a denizen wraith, for those that know what that is.
I don't.
A denizen wraith?
Mm-hmm.
His skin is torn off.
So yeah, instead of revealing the monster to be a human, we revealed the human to be the monster. We reverse Scooby-Dooed it.
Oh my god. Breaking barriers.
What is it? What was it? A demon?
Can you tell me how to spell denizen? Is it with a Z?
Demizen. Demizen. D-E-M.
Like Lovato?
Ah, sounds like Demizen.
Denizen, Texas.
Demi. Yes, it's a Texas wraith. It's a whole bunch of yeehaws.
Okay.
The Jiggles skin suit falls to the ground and this smoky specter is now standing in front of you.
I also want to say I rolled an 85 on my magic search.
Oh, thank you. Can you tell us what an 85 is?
I would love to. An 85 is the nearest object not being held becomes a mimic.
Huh, no.
Wow. You know, this is now the first mimic of the podcast.
So glad I could help.
Yes, there is a concrete bench that sits in the middle of the room that is now a mimic.
Is it like affixed to the floor? So I'm all right with that. Just hang it out, slobbering.
Well, that's what he's doing right now.
That's what I think pugs sound like.
Does it have a deviant septum?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not assuming I know what pugs sound like because I have met pugs. That's what they sound like.
Is that your turn, Brandel?
That is my turn. I'm going to take a couple raccoon steps back from the bench that now looks scary.
That's not a bad idea. I just want to see what it mimics. They're neutral. So he doesn't need to attack.
Okay.
And actually, it's indistinguishable from the ordinary object, so none of you know what it is.
Oh. So we don't know what happened.
Yeah. And actually, I'm not going to make it the bench anymore. There's a lot of things in this room, so.
Great. Love that. Well, now we know it's not the bench.
Something's a mimic now.
Babe runs over and sits on the bench.
You're eating. Nom, 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 nom.
Fuck.
It is now the spectral spirit known as Jiggles' turn. Jiggles is going to, well, Rux, you're the closest, so Jiggles is going to reach out its shadowy clawed hand and strike you with it. That is a 13 plus 8, 21 to hit, and I need you to roll a, oh no, I take this back. Okay, so first let me roll the damage on this. It's 2d6 plus 4, and that's 5 plus 4, 9 damage, and I need to roll 1d4. Rux's strength is reduced by 4.
Okay.
The target's strength score is reduced by 1d4. I rolled a 4.
Forever?
The target dies if this reduces its strength to 0. Otherwise, the reduction lasts until the target finishes a short or long rest.
I gotta figure out how that affects... Oops. I did mean to roll strength. I gotta figure out how that affects the rest of my stuff.
Oh, you can just change it manually in D&D Beyond. So, like, just click on strength and then change it.
I keep rolling instead of clicking.
Are they good rolls, at least?
No, they're not. They're actually not good rolls.
Good, you're getting rid of the shitty ones, then. That's all it is.
Sorry, Jonathan, can you explain to me how to do that?
Yeah, so if you you see strength, you see your, I guess, what is your strength score itself? That little circle?
18.
Click on that circle, 18.
Okay, I click on it and nothing is happening.
It doesn't say, like, a window doesn't pop up?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. It does. Fine. I just was looking at the wrong place. Override score?
Yeah, override score.
Okay. All right, thank you. Uh-huh. I just have to remember, how long does it last?
Until you complete a short or long rest.
Okay.
Yeah, and the other thing is the Wraith gets to make two attacks like that, so it's going to do it again, Rux.
Great.
Okay. Yikes.
It rolled a 2 plus 8, a 10 to hit. Second one didn't quite land. Hit.
Backfire, fiend.
Ah. That is Jiggle's turn, and now it is Le Capitaine.
Go home.
Which one?
Me. I'm playing this one. Go home. Le Capitaine is going to pull out their vacuum cleaner and run up. I think raccoons only have like 20 feet.
They have 4, Chris.
Of movement. 20 feet of movement. Le Capitaine is going to run up.
Why did you say that, Chris?
What?
That they had 20 feet.
Of movement.
But you paused for so long.
Because I was looking. I wanted to make sure that I was playing the raccoon right. So Le Capitaine's going to run up 20 feet and throw its vacuum cleaner, turn it on, and throw the vacuum cleaner at the Wraith. And actually, Le Capitaine rolled a 19, so it's going to hit.
Damn.
And since it's on, it's going to do double damage, because we know vacuum cleaners that are turned on are bad for ghosts.
It's true.
11 damage. And Le Capitaine bends over and, like, squeezes its cheeks together at the ghost.
Butt cheeks?
Come on, I thought I told you better than this.
Yeah. And now, Lynn, it's your turn.
Okay, I am going to try my undead spell again. All right, cast divinity. So this counts as a bonus action, I think. Okay, channel divinity, turn undead. As an action. I speak my holy prayer, censuring the dead again. Each undead that I can see or hear within 30 feet must make a wisdom saving throw and beat a DC 17. So that would be Jiggles.
14 plus 3, 17.
If it meets, it beats, right?
Yeah.
Fuck. So that's my one action. And I can't do anything else.
Okay, we're back to the top of the order. Shannon.
It's Shannon. Yeah. Sorry.
That's your action.
Yes, it's me singing, honey. Rux is... No, let me see. Hold on. Yep, within 60 feet. My bonus action, I'm giving Rux a Bardic Inspiration. I say, you're doing great, sweetie. And that is going to be a 1d8 for you. And then... I am going to cast a nut. Nar. I'm not going to let you go any further. I really don't. He's not an attacker. Yeah, Shannon's not an attacker. I have my little palm pistol. I pull it out and I'm going to say, touche. Because that's what they said in the French War of 2097. Touche. That's how you knew that they won.
It's a decade of wars.
It's just, you know.
You think they just combined them. It's everybody off.
It's one every year.
Yeah, so I rolled a 5. That's not anything.
No.
So, this was great. Oh my god, I have fucking cantrips. Okay, anyway. Yeah, so I miss with my gun, but I am going to move up 30 feet just to get closer.
Okay.
And is that your turn? Yeah, it's going to end my turn.
Okay. Rux.
Sorry, I was trying to remember the just the tip thing that I got.
Oh, yeah, you're like brass knucks.
Yeah.
I guess Chicago mobster. I love it so much.
I guess I won't use those on this turn because I need to find them again.
Yeah, actually, it's in a message between us, Tisha. Let me find that. And actually, as I'm finding that, this is a good time for us to head to the Gay Agenda. This is the Gay Agenda, and first, I realized that I forgot to give credit for this episode's question. The hated gay icon question was given to us by Noah in our Discord channel, so thank you, Noah, for that. I didn't want you to not get credit, because that was a good question, and it brought up some really fun facts. You, too, can join the Discord to submit questions for the show, or chat with the cast, or play game nights, or just have a chill queer space to hang out. Speaking of queer spaces, as I mentioned last week, I was selected to potentially host an LGBTQ-inclusive vacation for around 20 people, and that can include you. I would love this trip to be filled with RGRP fans and incorporate some D&D into the vacation itself. But these trips are planned out for us. They include activities like food tours, catamaran rides, cooking classes. Each location is different. And so to gauge where to go and what to do, I have a survey out there. I am still collecting survey responses, and I need to reach at least 100 responses to qualify as a host. Now, I'm getting close, but I could use your help for sure. The survey is in the episode notes, and it's also on all of my social media platforms. So if you think it'd be fun to vacation with me and Mark, or you like the idea of queer-friendly travel, or even if you hate the idea of traveling and just want to help me hit my target, click the survey. It's just a few questions, and who knows, maybe we can take a real-life adventure together. I saw some of you took the survey last week, which I appreciate, and I see now that Thailand is actually creeping up in the leaderboard. It's now in second place, so maybe a Thai adventure? We'll see. Either way, the survey is in the notes. Please take that for me. And yeah, come travel with us. Now, this is normally the part where I go, this is a message from some of our friends, but I know that our friends this time are Dungeon Masters Dojo. This is a podcast that I have been on before. Actually, I think the whole show has been on before. I got to play as Jeffrey in their Halloween 4 episode story, and it is, I'm sure you've heard that story by now. If not, you should go check them out. But here's their ad, but I just wanted to say, personally, I love this podcast. This is a great podcast. You should listen to this podcast. Which podcast am I talking about? Oh, this one.
We gave you tips and tricks to elevate your game and develop the art of Dungeon Mastery. Now we're taking you along on our adventures in our homebrew world, Hymirin. Come along and adventure with us every other Tuesday. You can find us where all great podcasts are heard, on social media, and on the web at thedungeonmastersdojo.com. We'll see you next time in High Mirren.
So just the tip, a claw attachment allowing the user to do 2d6 damage as cold. On a failed wisdom save, the target takes an additional 1d4 cold damage and speed is reduced by half for 2 turns. However, if the target of the attack passes their save, the wearer of the tips takes 1d4 damage of cold and their movement speed is reduced by half.
Can you link that?
Yeah, I got you.
They haven't moved, right? They're still right in front of me?
Yes.
Okay. And my javelin's still in their foot?
It's in the skin suit. The wraith is now outside of the skin suit.
Okay. So my javelin's stuck in the floor holding, like, some skin? And yeah. The wraith is floating above it?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Rux is going to use a bonus action of Searing Smite. So the next time I hit a creature with a melee weapon, I deal an extra 1d6 fire damage.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast it at second level, so it'll be 3d6.
Okay.
Ooh. Interesting. All right. I am going to try to hit them again, but this time I'm going to pull my javelin out of the floor and just slam it right into their ghostly apparage.
Okay.
And that is a 17 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. 8 piercing damage.
Okay.
And I need a dexterity saving throw.
You got it. 14 plus 4, 18.
All right. Well, that passes. But you also get my Searing Smite. And that is 11 fire damage.
Okay.
Think that I can hit with two hands, with two weapons?
Two weapon fighting?
Extra attack. Nope, that's it.
Ah, okay.
That's what I have. And then I'm going to use just the tip. And I am just going to try to grab them again. But by grab, I mean slash at their stomach.
Okay.
And try to pull the... I'm going to try to, like, all... I don't know if I can grapple when I try to hit them with that attack, but... That is 17 to hit.
That hits.
All right. 6 cold damage.
Okay.
And I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
5.
All right. That fails. Additional 1d4 cold damage. Your speed is reduced by half for 2 turns.
Okay.
And the additional damage is 3.
Okay. Strong turn. Anything else you can do?
8. You're obviously not the person we thought you were. Why would you even hide? You're the only guy here. And why are you doing all this work on the house? Are you good or evil? You know what? Next turn, that's what I'm going to do. I got a spell.
Okay. Then next up is Bay.
Can Bay shift into different forms, or am I stuck as the captain?
You are stuck as Le Capitaine, yeah. For 4 hours? 2 hours.
How many hours has it been so far?
Not 2 hours.
Damn. Okay. Bay is going to... Oh, you know what? Can I use my old wrestling move? I want to try and grapple and get him to submit.
Is he corporeal?
No.
Mm.
I think you're going to have a very tough time grappling him.
I think it's worth a shot.
I mean, if you want to try it, I'll let you do it, but it's going to be a really high roll.
I mean, if I can hurt it by shooting a crossbow bolt, then I should be able to hold it. You know, well, that's base mindset.
Okay. Go ahead and roll.
I don't remember how to do this.
I think it's just a strength check to grapple.
That doesn't seem right. Are we sure it's not sleight of hand? What was my wrestling move? There's no way I did strength base for my wrestling move.
I think it was sleight of hand on the submission, now that you said that.
I have a -1 strength. I would not have volunteered for that.
Makes me. Okay, it's going to be in our in-game notes. Fine, it's sleight of hand.
Okay, so I'm going to launch at his face the way that I took down so many wrestlers before.
Okay.
I got a 23.
No, that doesn't do it.
What? Okay, hang on a second. Hang on a second. I'm going to use bend luck. I'm going to use bend luck. Oh, it's when another creature. Okay, I'm fucked. We're done. I just shot through it, I guess. Oh, okay, hang on a second. I'm going to use Tides of Chaos.
Okay.
So I can channel kind of my inner magic and gain advantage on one attack roll or ability check or saving throw.
Okay.
Come on, better. Oh, nat one. Okay.
Does that work? You try and launch to tackle it, and you just go right through it.
Okay.
As you're passing through it, I need you to make a charisma saving throw.
Okay. I got a 25.
Okay. As you were passing through, you did feel it try and take over your body, but you did not let it.
The only people who can steal my body from me is Rex for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't sexual.
I got it.
Now that the wraith is out of the body, it's going to take a big inhale and let out yet another wail. I need a constitution saving throw from everybody in this room.
All right.
Oh, no.
Oh, my fuck me.
Do we get plus 14? 14.
You get plus 4 if you're within 10 feet of me.
Which you, I guess.
You would be.
I'm not.
Bay.
Oh, thank God. Okay, I got a 24.
It's a con saving throw, right?
Yes.
Okay, and I get a plus 1d8.
Rolled a natural 1. Critical failure.
I get, from my bardic, can I add a d8 to this saving throw, Jonathan?
Yes.
Yeah, it gets 1. So I got a 5, but I am using Jonathan's bardic inspiration.
Okay.
If, to well, add remember, a 6. It's 16, so even if you...
No. Okay, well, yeah, that's a really good point, so...
I get my own plus 4, and then I use the bardic, so I got an 18. Rux got an 18.
Rux and Bay saved. And a save on this whale, on an unmuffled... This whale in the same room is just louder and more powerful than it has been throughout the entire house. And because of that, it's going to do a lot more damage.
Great.
Now, the failed... We'll talk about in a second. A success, the creature takes 3d6 psychic damage. So let's do that first.
Great.
3d6, 4, 4, 2, 10. So Rux and Bay, you take 10 psychic damage. And I'm going to read this word for word for the rest of you. So El Capitan, Shannon, and Lynn. All creatures within 30 feet that can hear it must make a saving throw of 16. On a failure, a creature drops to 0 hit points.
What? Even with all our temp 5 HP? Sorry, our max at 5.
El Capitan, like... Shannon, and Lynn have fallen to the ground. I've once again taken Jonathan down to 0 hit points.
Well, y'all.
So am I just dead?
No, we have saving throws.
Oh, you have death saves, honey.
Okay, good. I've never died before.
There are death saves. But that is Jiggle's turn.
Great. Lindsay, thanks, get your paperwork ready to make me another character.
we're going to do El Capitan's death save first. A 4. That is 1 failure.
Not El Capitan.
Lynn, I need a death save from you, a d20.
Okay, 1 second. Apply changes. Okay, d20. 12.
Okay, that is 1 save. 1 success. Shannon. Now I need yours. We're back at the top of the order.
Fucking kills us.
I had to go on mute because I cussed.
Yeah, it wasn't a very good roll.
I rolled a 1.
Okay.
God. So that's double fail.
Yeah, that's 2. That's 2 fails for Shannon. People are on the brink of death. Rux, it's your turn.
All right. Where are these folks located in, like, from me?
El Capitan is about 35 feet away from you. Lynn is pretty close because they were just did a melee attack recently. And Shannon, I think, ran up a bit.
I'm 30 feet away. Wait! if Lynn ran up, that means that Lynn was in the whatchamacallit, was in the friendship circle.
To get the plus four?
To get the plus four. So that would be like 5 + 4 = 9 + 6 = 15. Shit. Never mind.
Still not enough.
Listen, the math was mathing in my head. It made so much sense.
It was almost. It's really, really, really close.
Shit. All right. I only have 2 actions.
Oh, wait. Can I? Now I can use. No, I already used my thingy, didn't I? I can bend luck as a reaction.
You did that.
I used a bonus action. I think that's different from a reaction.
Bonus action.
It was a bonus action. You're right.
So I want to use bend luck as a reaction to this. And I can give Lynn 1d4 as a bonus.
So then Lynn just needs to roll.
So even if you rolled a 1.
So even if it's a 1, they save, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Stand up, King.
Okay, we'll put Lynn over in the save column.
Okay. And I have used my bardic inspiration.
Okay. Yes.
So as I'm looking at this, El Capitan just fell. Lynn fell, but I can see their eyes moving underneath their eyelids.
No, they didn't fall. It all is.
No, we're retconning. Yeah. Oh. Mathed.
Okay.
Yeah, Lynn looked like they took a heavy hit, but was able to withstand it. But El Capitan fell, and Shannon fell even harder.
Okay, so I had 43 hit points before then. So
El Capitan is right next to me. I'm just going to...
Save the raccoon first? Go ahead, say it.
No, I'm gonna touch them as I run away from this wraith. And just take some... You know, a little bit out of this thing I have. I don't know if you know this, but paladins have this thing called lay on hands.
Oh, I never heard of that.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Man, if only people in our Discord could tell us about that.
I think it's a new thing for paladins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's 60.
So I'm going to give them 10 HP out of my pool.
Okay.
And I'm going to run to Shannon. And I'm assuming that provokes an attack of opportunity.
Yes, it would. Let me go ahead and... I rolled a 2, so continue.
And you just smack my butt as I
nice.
Walk on
nice
by.
Nice ass.
Good game.
Good game.
And go to Shannon and give them 35 hit points.
Ah, I have arisen.
Just like the French from the war of...
Okay, then no one is knocking on death's door anymore. Lynn, since you saved, you will have to take 10 damage though.
Okay, that's what I perfect. I've already done that. Excellent. I'm at 33 out of 57 now.
Perfect.
Also, this is a really weird thing with the paladin. Like, I have 50 uses of it per long rest. 50.
Wow.
Oh, because it's how much HP you
have.
Yeah,
but it's
have.
A limited pool.
Yeah, so I can give like 1 HP each time.
50 mm-hmm. times.
50 times, if I chose.
Oh, so you can only, every time you do one, it's an action. So you can only give 1 health to...
No, I can just, yeah, any number of HP remaining in my pool, okay. Which I keep on my back deck. Rex's booty is like a deck.
Where I keep my pool too. Yeah.
Right there.
Oh. Keep the pool on the back deck, everybody. Is that your turn then?
Yeah, that's all I can do.
Okay, Bay, we're back to you.
Well, that was fast. Bay's gonna...
It's just death saves.
Bay's gonna launch up at this thing's head and try grapple it.
Okay.
Fuck, another nat 1? I got a 7.
Okay. That failed, and now make me a charisma saving throw.
Okay, that's fair. I deserve nat 20, of course. A 29.
Okay, it once again tried to take over your body, but you once again did not let it happen.
I will get you.
Well, it's now Jiggles' turn, unless there's something else you can do.
No, that's a...
Okay, Jiggles is going to strike at Bay. We're going to make 2 attacks. The first one is a 10. The second one is a 16 plus 8, 24. So one hits.
Just barely.
That's 4d8 plus 4.
Ooh!
15 plus 4, 19 damage.
Okay, great.
And I need you to make another constitution saving throw.
Love to. 17.
That saves. So nothing else happens. You just take the damage.
I don't like how hesitant that was.
It was close. And then that's its turn. El Capitan has 10 hit points. They are up. They don't have the vacuum cleaner anymore.
Aww.
I think what they're actually going to do is just start licking their wounds. 10 hit points is nice, but El Capitan wants to get back up to where they need to be. So El Capitan's going to heal and get back another 9 hit points. Okay, that's El Capitan's turn, just healing themselves. Lynn, your turn.
All right. I'm kind of hurt, but let me see if this spell does anything. Does necrotic damage work on undead?
No.
Okay.
No, and because you've fought undead creatures before, that's something that you would know.
Okay. And it's always necrotic damage. It's not just the one at the end. Okay. So that doesn't work. My big hitty spell. Okay, well, I'm just going to cast Guiding Bolt, because that's all reliable.
Okay.
I have Contagion, but I don't think getting an incorporeal wraith sick will do anything.
It's going to ectoplasm.
I have to touch it first. So it's either going to possess me or... All right, I'm just going to shoot Guiding Bolt at it. So that is... Come on, get 27 to hit?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. So that is 14 radiant damage.
Ooh. That one looked like it really hurt.
Yeah. Does radiant... Unless the damage is radiant damage. Yeah.
Is there anything else you can do?
No. But... Okay, this is... Never mind. That's metagaming. I'm metagaming. Let's not look at that. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, then I'm metagaming. Okay, bonus actions. Yeah, I can't do anything. I've used all my bonus actions.
Okay, then we're back to the top of the order. Shannon.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You've been healed in battle.
I've been healed. Ah. yeah, I'm going to do... I think I'm by...
Congratulations.
Those don't exist.
you son of a bitch.
I think that I am near a Lynn Spector again, so I'm going to give Lynn Spector a, hey, you're doing amazing, sweetie. And you get a bardic inspiration. And then I am going to cast Ray of Frost on this baddie right here.
Okay.
And it's a shit on my face. All right, 12.
That does not hit.
Yeah! You take that! And I'm going to end my turn.
Okay. Okay. Then Rux, we're back to you.
Rux is going to run back up to that wraith and say, hey, quit trying to hurt my friends. Like, you almost killed Shannon there and my little El Capitan. They didn't do it. They threw a vacuum. What's that going to do? It's not. This isn't Ghostbusters. All right. Calm down. And I'm gonna use my bonus action to use Searing Smite again.
Okay.
At first level. And then try to hit with Javelin of Lightning. And my first one is a 10.
No.
Second one is a 24 to hit.
That does hit.
All right. 3 piercing damage. And then I need a dexterity saving throw, please. Come on, roll bad.
Natural 1.
Nice.
Yes. I just had to tell you what to do.
Really?
All right. So you take 46 lightning damage. That is 19 lightning damage.
Okay.
And then you also take 2d6 radiant damage.
Ooh.
Which is 11.
Okay.
And I know I was going to check and see if you were good or evil this turn, but you kind of made me mad, and I think that you're just plain evil, and even if you aren't, You are my friends. So, I mean, if you could just say that you're good or evil, I'd appreciate it. Or maybe nod to something or give us a sign.
Damage done to it actually is going to take the Wraith back to zero hit points. But it has undead fortitude, which means I get to make a constitution saving throw. But it's with a DC of 5 plus the damage taken, which means my DC is somewhere in the 30s.
Okay.
So, and what's my constitution saving throw plus? A 4. Can't hit it. Okay.
Plus the damage taken, like, on in its turn or just on the last hit? Because the Searing Smite was the last one.
And that was what?
11.
That's not part of the attack?
I think it's an add-on, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's an add-on, too.
Yeah, it's an add-on.
Yeah, but it's, like, separate.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
So,
I'm guessing.
Yeah, you would have had 3 plus 19 plus 11, so 33.
Yeah, and the highest I can roll is 24. So, but on a Wraith's death, on its one last hit point, it can make one more screech. So guess what, everybody?
Great.
Constitution saving throw?
Yes, constitution saving throws. Oof. Maybe I can take everybody with me.
16.
I got a 13.
Don't forget your plus 4.
Okay, I got a 17.
Oh, I got a 19.
And I got a 7.
Oh, God, Shannon.
El Capitan got a 4, so guess it's just a repeat. The Wraith falls down into a dusty pile of ash. Shannon and El Capitan collapse once again to the ground.
No!
But you are out of initiative now. You have defeated the Wraith.
Awesome! Do we get a level up?
These people are dead on the ground.
Hello?
Yeah, but if you level up, you might get some hit points back.
Yeah, you're taking a long rest. It's fine.
Do you level up if you die?
I don't know. That's a good question. Or we level up and then we heal you.
Yeah. You gotta close the case to level up.
Hey, Chris. Yeah. Just a little side. Can I talk to you for a second over here?
Yeah. Over here? Sure.
What was the DC for me to actually grapple that guy's face?
It was immune.
Oh. That seems a little disappointing. Honestly, seems a little fake and manipulative of you.
Yeah, it says it right here. Immunities.
Oh, I have Spare the Dying.
Immunities. Charmed, exhaustion, grappled, paralyzed, petrified, poisoned, prone, or restrained.
Wow. Oh, okay. So even if Rex would have been able to grab their hand...
Yeah, touching it turned into a possession. That was all it was trying. That's all it would have been every time.
Yeah, but I mean, also, good luck.
Yeah, you know. I couldn't possess anybody.
Good luck trying to possess us. Yeah,
I could not possess anybody.
Yeah, it took me a long time. All right, I'm going to cast Cure Wounds. I'm going to walk up to Shannon, and I'm going to cast Cure Wounds.
Rex will give El Capitan the last 5 from their pool.
Very nice. All right. Everybody is conscious once again.
You have 14 hit points.
Okay, but does anybody seem bae? Like,
I am fairly certain that that the second raccoon is bae. Yeah, weird shit happened when bae do magic. I think this could be one of those things.
Ruh-roh.
Oh my god, little buddy. And Rex picks up one of the raccoons, possibly the wrong one.
Yeah, like Happy Tan's like eating snacks now. Ow, 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 ow.
Oh, that's gotta be Bay. Bay's always eating, you know? Anything. It's okay, buddy. I gotcha. And Rex picks up El Capitan and puts him on their shoulders.
Nice. They kind of wrap around you like a shawl, like a little scarf. Just hanging off you.
Damn.
It's okay. We'll figure out how to get you back to normal, buddy. Yeah, you can help too, El Capitan.
Oh.
I think that we should hang out for a little bit to make sure that there's not any more whales or anything.
Maybe grab a couple gloves of wine.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Just hang out in the basement drinking wine.
Great.
Did the ghost thing leave behind any, like, residue or...
If we loot the body?
There's ash. There's a pile of ash, yeah.
Can we vacuum it up with the...
You can. Okay. You've got a vacuum for sure.
I wonder what's going to happen to this place now that it doesn't have a groundskeeper. And also, why? Why was this wraith, like, keeping the grounds, you know?
Probably should have asked him that before we killed him.
I tried. I tried, like, talking to him and everything, but my guy just didn't want to have a conversation.
No, he didn't. All right, well, then we'll let you have some gloves of wine and hang out in the house. Just wait to see if anything else strange happens until you need to contact Cece and let her know that you're good. I think we'll actually talk to Cece on the next episode of Rollgate Roleplay. Oh. So well done on the battle, and next time, please, you can level up, and we'll talk about your level ups in the next episode.
Yes.
So congratulations on solving the haunted house caper. Oh, you meddling kids. Yeah, join us next week. I am Chris the DM. You can find me on all social media at Chris Drinks Lemonade.
I'm Tisha. You can find me on Instagram at the number one Tish, the number one.
I'm Brandel, and you can find me in our Patreon, which I will be posting from Dallas.
Ooh. Hi, my name is Katie, and you can find me very occasionally in our Discord.
And hi, oh, fuck. Okay, my bad. Shit. Hey, it's your girl, Dega J. Jones. Just kidding. Hi, I'm Jonathan, and you can find me on, Instagram.
Girl.
That's it.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye.
Toodles.
Bye. Bye.
An RGRP LLC production. Music by Joe Barsanti.